Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to artist and my employee for 3 years, Chelsea Mattis. My favorite part of her interview was talking about how I gave her 8 different raises. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome. She's my employee, been loyal employee for the last 3 years, artist and my loyal employee, Chelsea Mattis.
3.
Okay.
Hello.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, how you doing? Are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
Hey, these are for you, Mike and
Thank
Ike.
Thank you.
You deserve
it. Do you want to tell them what we do every week?
Yeah, well, we give each other gifts because she's been a loyal, awesome.
Thank you.
She's like my sister, y'all.
Yeah.
You're right?
Like my big brother.
Yeah. Am I like a big brother?
You really are.
Have I treated you good?
You're like, let him know. You're my mentor, my big brother.
And then look at the camera and say,
my big homie.
Yeah, look at the camera and say, yeah, there you go. Look at
my
the camera.
My mentor.
Yeah.
My big brother.
But
my
look
homie.
At the, yeah, okay.
Steve is a great boss.
Thank you. That makes me feel
You're actually a really great boss. So you've given me like 8 raises since I started.
Let him know.
Yeah.
Let him know. That's not very frugal.
No, not frugal at all. I'm only here an hour. And I kind of want to tell people, I don't edit.
Cheers.
I want to tell them what I do. Was it hard, Gabby? Was my job hard? Say it's really hard. Say it's so
Yeah,
hard.
Yeah, it's difficult,
say
right,
it's
babe?
Like nobody could do it. It's so...
Cheers.
Only I could do it. Say it's really hard.
So 8 raises.
8 raises.
Yeah, there you go. And we're doing good. We're still rocking and rolling.
One more, because that's 3.
2, 3. Let's talk about... first, yeah, so... What's
Can I give
my
you a gift?
Yeah. Well, I gave you a Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
And then my new turtles are called Mike and Ike as well.
Yeah, he has a really cool new tank,
so
guys.
Me and my girl aquascaped tank, and I just bought shrimp. I bought 2 cherry shrimp and 2 African dwarf frogs from... We got the frogs from Petco, but we had to go back to, and then to shout out to Yo's Aquarium.
Shout out to Yo's
Santa Monica
Aquarium.
Boulevard. He's a Chinese guy.
He's so cool.
But he really wants his sales, doesn't he?
Oh, he takes his life serious.
He takes everything serious. He worked me that second time we went there. He was like, okay, hurry up. You ready? Ready? Okay. And then he's like,
you do go in and you're like, hurried
he's
up.
Like, bye
you're
bye. Like, it's like one of those. You touch, mm-hmm. you buy type things.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He was like kind of like rushing me.
They have birds too. Did you see the birds?
Yeah, they have birds. And then I bought a water plant. And he has them by the door. Like, you know how that Best Buy, they have M&M's and candy.
It's only like 2 rows.
Yeah, but then he's smart. Mm-hmm. Because he knows that you'll buy it on your way out.
Oh, he's insane. That place has been there since I was a kid.
He's like, I only been here 27 years.
Damn,
dude. Yeah,
he flexes, man. He should. He's
but
really
can I
great.
Tell you something that I saw a discrepancy.
That plaza's wild.
It's a wild and it's crazy hectic.
I love
it's crazy hectic. There's a Little Caesars.
Little
in that
Caesars,
motherfucker.
A Sally's.
Yeah.
There used to be this place called China Lee that was like there for years. It was one of those like Chinese food spots where they'd put the rubber band. You
oh,
know, like
damn.
They're filling your stuff up.
So this is before Panda Express.
Oh my gosh, it's way better.
So
it's
shout
better
out to China Lee's.
They're gone now since COVID. Oh, okay, yeah. But Yo's made it because Yo's Aquarium doesn't play about his money.
I've seen a lot of, there's kids hanging out there. Like, yeah. Is there a school near there? There's like, yeah, there's kids like, hanging there's out. Yeah, okay.
It's right by the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, too.
Yeah, and then they used to show movies there, too, yeah. On top of this.
Speaking of movies, you like my segues? I learned from you. I'm gonna cut you off a lot today. You want me to go?
Keep going.
Oh, you're letting me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I got you. This is your gift, okay, and it's got to do with movies.
Okay, here we go.
It's in a tote bag. It's not wrapped.
Butch, I love this. We just talked about, you know what's so crazy? We just talked about Bruce Willis because we just saw
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know if you brought it up, but shout out, much love to Bruce Willis, a.k.a. Butch Coolidge. One of my favorite movies, obviously. He plays a boxer in this movie. I love it. Thank you so much. But he's dealing with Alzheimer's right now, or dementia.
Is he actually?
He's dealing with dementia right now. So I wanted to give.
So is Wendy Williams.
So I wanted to give. Sorry. So we wanted to give them both some good yeah, energy. Yeah. Bruce and Wendy.
And Wendy.
Dealing with dementia.
How you doing?
So this is a great
we
movie.
We love Wendy here.
And
Bruce Willis.
we haven't really talked about Wendy here, have we?
No, we need
but,
to.
You know, but
you kind of give off Wendy Williams
do
energy.
Do I?
You give off Wendy Williams
so,
energy.
So shout out to Bruce and Wendy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
When's the last time you've seen this?
Maybe like 2 years ago, maybe a year ago. I love Pulp Fiction.
Did you? Okay, so what are, because we just saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I've seen it, but I bought it. It was $5. What do you think about that movie?
I love Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I love the part where he's like feeding his dogs. Like, that's like the coolest part. With that's going to be you with your frogs.
With the pit bull, right? With Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Do you like...
Well, there's going to be you and your foster dogs. Can I say that?
Yeah, that's a good... That's another good segue. See, you are learning. So I just applied to Toby's Small Dogs Rescue.
Shout out Toby's. Where is that?
And... Wagamore Rescue.
Sorry, Steve is giving Wendy Williams. Right
Wagamore
now.
Rescue in
studio
in Studio City.
I'm just kidding.
And they both approved my thing, but one of them asked for me to take a picture of this apartment, and they wanted to know my social media handle.
Ooh.
They're near Fairfax High.
Okay. Oh
yeah, Toby's Small Dog Rescue. Yeah. Yeah,
it's right at yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm close.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see a dog tomorrow at the other place, and we just got approved with Toby's.
Every time I pass by that place, I always go and pet the dogs, but it does smell a little bit like pee in there.
Where? Which one, Toby's?
The one on Fairfax.
Really?
Yeah.
You been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
So where?
It's nice. Is it the one that's like pink and stuff?
Well, she just said there she's near Fairfax High.
Oh, maybe it's not that one, but I don't know.
Okay, so you know LA.
I know LA. I'm born and raised LA, K-town.
So see, so right? She's OG.
The real deal.
Koreatown. Right?
Yeah.
And what?
I live near. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Don't
no,
say.
No, wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't say that.
Oh, how about this? I got a good. Okay. Yeah. Steve gives out his address every freaking week, and I got to timestamp it.
Oh, people already know where I live.
Yeah,
I've got
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, mine. Where I'm gonna stay is pretty far. You ever watch Nightcrawler?
No.
You've never seen Nightcrawler? With Jake Gyllenhaal and Riz Ahmed?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like Jake. Yeah, I like Jake. Yeah.
Okay,
I don't think I've seen that though.
You've never seen Nightcrawler?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, Steve. That's your. Okay, well, if you've seen Nightcrawler, there's a guy.
I just saw Dune 2 with her.
Don't talk. I read Dune. I love Dune.
I like the original David Lynch one better.
Yeah.
But everyone's raving about the new
one. What's the second one?
Can I tell you
one
thing?
Say
okay, this is a spoiler.
It,
okay, I liked it. It was awesome. The Harkonnens look awesome. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I don't like is Paul Atreides.
Yeah.
You know, Mohadib, whatever. Yeah, yeah. When he becomes the man, you know, and he drinks the water of life, and in the David Lynch one, or I don't know if it's in the book, where he teaches him the weirding way, and they have a type of like kind of like a force type attack through sound where he goes, oh, cha.
Yeah.
And it could break like the hardest stone or granite or anything. Mm-hmm. So that was in the original. They don't have anything. Like, that's where he teaches the Fremen that.
Yeah.
You know, the desert
they
people.
They did split up the first one. Like, the first one was, I love Dune. But
the first
one's really slow. And they could have, like, summed up.
They
could have
sped it up.
Yeah,
but, you know, the Fremen, right? On the desert planet. The Fremen in the David Lynch one, Paul Atreides. Mohadib teaches him the weirding way.
I haven't seen the David Lynch version.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Well, but I love Blue Velvet.
It's awesome. Yeah, dude.
I love
David
Lynch.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Sting plays Fade, you know, Fade.
Yeah.
And the kid that plays the new Fade is the kid that played Elvis, the new Elvis.
Austin Butler, yeah.
Austin Butler. What is up with Austin? Why?
Have you heard his voice in like the interviews and stuff? He's stuck that way. And he has to like.
Real life. Yeah, I like
this. He talk like this. Yeah. I kind of like it though.
Do you like him?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I don't know. It's like a part of me I can't get rid of.
Why? Is it his lips? Because they like perk up. Is he? He's a pretty boy. He's a pretty man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Caucasian species.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, as people, fantastic. But like attractive.
Hey,
I mean, they've got crazy history.
Let's keep it real.
Kathy.
Yeah. But the other females find him attractive and talented.
He's just like, I don't know if it's just the movie Elvis that's just like, oh my God, it's so good. I loved it. Did you not like it?
I bought it.
It's so good.
I don't know why I bought it, but I bought it. Because people were talking about it. They're like, dude, it's good. Give it a chance. And I'm like, all right.
What'd you think when you finally
gave it a
chance? I liked it. Yeah.
I mean, dude, in that movie, he was.
No, we keep talking about Austin Butler. Tom Hanks kills it.
Yeah.
His weird little accent.
We've talked about Tom here as well.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, but Butler was, we just saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, going back to the Tarantino movie,
so
he plays Tex in the.
Oh yeah,
he's in that movie.
Wait, he's in the cult, right?
Yeah, he's in the cult.
I forgot. There's a lot of people. There's like a lot of cameos in that.
And then he's gonna be in a new movie with Tom Hardy about biker gangs.
I love Tom Hardy. Is he gonna be wearing a mask? Have you seen that thing where he like in every movie he wears a mask?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Like that, she just told me that something Tom Hardy did that's really cool, but he didn't really like. totally, he didn't talk about it. He's keeping it on the down low.
What did he do?
He, on the down low, entered a jiu-jitsu tournament and won.
That's so cool. He's so cool. I know. He has no business being that. He should not be allowed to be that cool.
So do you think Tom Hardy is just as good as Daniel Day-Lewis, like acting, like talent-wise, like where he's like one of, like up there with like almost masterful, like Robert De Niro, Al Pacino?
I'm going to say yeah. Have you okay, the movie Legend is so slept on. Have you seen Legend?
Which one? With Tom Hardy,
and he plays himself and his twin brother. He plays like this. They're like gangsters.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my god, it's so good. It's got like the girl from Lemony Snicket's like series of Unfortunate. I love movies. I'm a big movie. But he plays himself and he plays his twin brother in it. Mm-hmm. He's gay and he's like schizophrenic or something. He's just the best. But like that movie is such a good, it's so funny. He's a great comedic actor, which you wouldn't even know because all his movies, he's like wearing a mask and he's like a villain.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but like he's Bane. When he played Bane in the Christopher Nolan. Batman movie.
Yeah.
And then he played, what's that movie where he's kind of a cowboy and Shia LaBeouf? Like
Fury.
The
Outlaws or something.
Some Western.
The Prohibition movie.
What's it called?
I think it's called Outlaws. It's called Outlaws.
Can you look it up real quick? That's going to bother me if we don't.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. You do that over there.
Isn't it weird being
on the other side of the camera?
No, you don't have to do that. Lawless.
Lawless. So I like him in Lawless. But he also was Lawless in a Star Trek movie, Nemesis, where he was a young Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm. So I like Shia LaBeouf a lot. Maybe I should.
You could say it.
I love Shia LaBeouf.
You do? You like him?
I
like him too.
Yeah.
I like him too.
There's this interview with him and John Barenthal. Mm-hmm. John Barenthal slept on too.
Who's he in?
He's in Fury.
Fury.
He's also, the Brad Pitt movie? The thing is, John Barenthal's got like some.
The tank movie, Fury?
Yeah.
With Brad Pitt?
With Brad Pitt.
Okay. Is he a part of the.
Oh, Punisher.
Oh, I like him too. Yeah, he's good. He's good. Yeah.
John Barenthal?
Okay, yeah.
He has an interview with him that's like really good. He talks about sobriety. It's really cool.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What are some of your favorite movies of all time?
Well, favorite Quentin Tarantino movie?
Go ahead. You can start with that.
Slept on, Jackie Brown, but not my favorite. Slept on, but not my favorite. Not my favorite. That's slept on,
keep
but
going,
not my favorite.
Keep going.
But favorite movies, I'm going to go The Sting. Have you seen The Sting?
Is that okay, with
Paper Moon? Have you seen Paper Moon?
Who's in The Sting? Is that with Robert Redford?
Yeah, Robert Redford. Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Pan's Labyrinth. I love like
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro. I love Guillermo del Toro. Pinocchio was gas. This is so hard. Can I look at my letterbox? Please. I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
Do you have Letterboxd?
No. What is that?
Letterboxd is like an app where you can make like almost playlist, but of movies for people. And then you can like find
Let me see the app.
It's like that.
It's called Letterboxd?
You could go through. You could read my dysfunctional favorite love stories.
Can I read some of the stuff?
Yeah, that's my playlist.
Okay, so you have...
I love Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, Almost Famous.
I love Almost Famous. Mulholland Drive is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Buffalo 66. I do like Buffalo 66. What's that guy's name? What's that actor's name?
Christina Ricci and
who's the other guy?
He's so weird.
Vincent Gallo. You have Pan's Labyrinth.
Angel.
What's Metropolis?
Metropolis is like a Frank's something. It's like a movie. It's like about like capitalism and stuff. Honestly.
What about Videodrome?
Videodrome is one of the best movies of all time.
Okay, well, explain what video.
So, Videodrome
is
about this guy finds like a VHS. I haven't seen it in a minute. He finds this VHS, and like it's this BDSM thing. He finds a channel on TV that's like this woman, and then he like has to figure out where this woman is, and she's like. Like getting whipped and stuff. And
isn't
it's
this
like an
older movie?
It's a Cronenberg. It's a Cronenberg film.
Okay. What about Possessor?
The Fly. Possessor is by Cronenberg's son.
Really?
You have to watch
it. Is it good?
Can you click it? You can click it. Oh my God. You almost deleted my whole playlist.
Possessor.
I would have killed you.
Okay. So it's from 2020, directed by Brandon Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's about, I heard it's about.
It's a horror film. I love horror movies.
like some people thriller. Getting possessed and going into different bodies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that so seems interesting, but you just
oh, I like horror. No,
you
I
lost
like...
points with The Cell.
Why? J-Lo, like the Cell?
I haven't seen it.
It's so good. So it's so.
Do
good.
You recommend it?
I recommend it to everyone.
Okay. It's Point so Break.
Love Point Break.
Okay, I got to give you a dab for that.
I love cheesy action movies. Yeah. John Wick. Every the
you
second
like
one.
Saint. Maude, the A24 film?
Yeah.
I bought that
like it?
Too. It was weird.
It's not the best movie ever.
Okay, we saw yeah. a weird A24 film about a killer dress. No, called In Fabric.
I haven't seen it.
It's weird.
What is it about?
It's about this killer dress, this red dress that like haunts people. It's cursed. It's
is like it
like a cursed,
is it like a stupid
It's like
one?
An artsy oh. weird artsy film.
What's
but
that
weird.
One movie that's like rubber or the tire? It's like a haunted tire that like runs over people.
Christine?
No, I think it's called like the wheel or the tire.
Okay.
So it's like a
B. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at your.
They're weird.
I'm like learning more. You know, this is, you got good variety on here.
Thank you. I love cheesy action movies. Have you seen The Last Boy Scout?
With Damon Wayans?
Yeah, with the Wayans brothers?
Yeah,
with
that's...
Or the Wayans dad, sorry.
How do you know? You're a little younger. How do you know about these old school... how do you know about the Wayans
Well,
brothers?
I want to be an actress.
Let's Gee. Talk more about... I know you did art, but I didn't know that... So
it's
let's talk
thing.
About, like, do you, like...
Yeah.
Are you taking classes, too?
I did last year. This year, I kind of stopped, or... Yeah, I've been slowing down, but no, we'll get back out there. It's like the strike and
yeah, why
I'm making
you,
that an excuse.
Can
but.
You submit yourself on auditions?
Yeah, there's like Actors Access.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, do. I love movies. I'm a really big movie fan.
This
I like filming
LA
stuff.
This is LA too, dude. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Look how we met.
LA, I mean, you know?
LA's crazy.
Let's
I
talk
went to an
about
art school.
Let's talk about your art too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I paint. I do wood burning. That's cool.
Keep going.
We
with
should
that.
Do a. We should do a music video.
We should. How about this? We need to do. How about this? Let's shift it over
okay.
to stuff that we need to be doing it in 2024. We need to do a live
yeah.
stream.
Yeah.
We haven't done that.
No.
And I give you full whatever you want to do, full access to people you want to reach out to, because you're
We've
of a younger generation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've told you to do this where, but what about that graffiti writer that does all the...
Sick Kid. I remember I told you a long time ago, because he went to my high school, and he was like a couple grades older than me, so I didn't really know him, but I reached out to him one time to do an art show, and he didn't read it.
So who's this kid?
He's
a graffiti artist.
He's just like a graffiti artist that I went to high school with. But he was older than me, so I didn't really. But I told you to hit him up, and then he was like, he was like, oh, I got to wear a mask or something, right?
Yeah.
And then, he ended up doing another podcast. But maybe he might do it now. He seemed like
Can
a cool guy.
Can you reach out to him?
Yeah, reach out to him.
And this is another thing I want you to do. So we all love H3.
This is a business.
No.
this
I
is
like
our
it all,
HR
we
meeting.
Like H3 podcast. Shout out to Ethan.
Oh yeah.
And
Cameron.
Cam.
Cameron's such a
sweetie. But didn't you go to high school with one of them?
No, I went to, this is so funny. They have like a, not an intern, but one, Olivia. Yeah, when I was a little kid, we were in an...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Acting program. I don't know if she wants that out there. I don't think people care.
No, but I want it.
Oh, yeah, Olivia. Hey, Olivia. Hey, Cameron, tell Olivia to come on. Yeah, she's part of the team. And I was like from third grade to like seventh, we were in musicals together.
Really?
Yeah. I played Flounder in The Little Mermaid.
Is she cool? Was she?
She's the sweetest. I was honestly bullied there. That's the first. I've never been bullied in my life. I'm gonna be honest.
Was she cool to you?
Everyone there was like, okay, you want to hear some craziness?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Everyone there was really mean to me.
What? Name the place again?
No, I can't do them like that. YADA, Youth Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Yeah.
But it was because I was the only brown kid. There was like two of us.
No.
Olivia's white. But she was the only nice girl to me. I swear. Olivia's the only
She's not Latina?
No, I think she's like Italian or something. But yeah.
Oh, I thought she was Hispanic.
She's definitely some sort of spicy white. But she's so sweet. But everyone there was really racist. There was like, but they didn't know. Like, you know, when you're little kids, they're just like, oh, who's this poor brown girl? Like, I know that, but it was my experience. I felt, that was the first time in my life I felt really different.
Yeah.
Like my mom, my mom cleans houses for a living.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not ashamed about it. And I never have been embarrassed. But as a kid, everybody would get picked because this is like rich kids. This is on like third and like, third, like La Cienega, like there, like, you know, like West Hollywood kind of area,
so
right?
Rich area.
So it's like a lot of rich kids. And my mom was like, this is like tax deductible. So my mom, I had a scholarship. Mm-hmm. And so these kids were like pretty, like there was a, I can't say that. But there was some girls there who were kind of mean to me. And Olivia was always really sweet. But one girl, one time she was like, oh, is that your nanny? Because everybody get picked up by their nanny. Mm-hmm. And their nannies were all like Guatemalan women, like my mom. And so my mom comes to pick me up and they're like, is that your nanny? And I was like, what the hell? That's my mom. And I remember, this is kind of mean, but
Maybe watch your step there. This is my sister. Watch your step when you sit
down. Yeah, but not Olivia. Olivia is a sweetie.
So she was cool to you.
She was cool to me and everybody else. Like, you know, you have that thing where you're just different. But it made me want to act more.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it as a kid. I would do musicals.
Hell yeah.
And then I did theater in high school.
You could totally do it.
Thank you.
Totally.
Thank you.
Now, when she got onto H3, did she like change them?
No. We actually still followed each other on Instagram until like forever. But I made a new Instagram. But she like, we'd talk here and there. But
really?
I don't know if she remembers me.
She doesn't remember you?
I don't know. We didn't like, well, I mean, it was like, we're like young kids, but maybe. Hey, Olivia. She was so cool. She's a sweetie, baby.
So I was thinking.
I love Olivia.
We could start, because they live stream.
Yeah.
Maybe we could start doing that.
Live streams?
I don't know, but they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Babe, don't they do it on Mondays and Wednesdays? Don't they do it like 3 or 4 days, days a week? I'm just saying,
I'm so down.
Just a thought.
Let's do it.
The only thing I need.
I will quit every.
No,
you see Wolf of Wall Street?
He's like,
hey, you show me a paycheck for $10,000. I quit my job right now.
You know I'm fair. Tell him that I'm fair.
Yeah, I quit my job right now.
When it comes to it, right?
True,
I'm fair.
True.
Let them know because they probably think I'm really, really frugal. But I'm in reality. Let them know. Let the viewers and listeners know.
He's not frugal.
Am I fair?
He's so fair. He's so fair.
Keep going on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he did just beat Gabby behind the camera.
Hey, I don't. I he beat her, like, with gifts.
I beat love.
Her with boba. I beat her with. I just took her to Swingers. I got her whatever milkshake she wanted.
Wow.
Yeah, I do that.
Wow, look at you. Wow, so romantic.
Let her know.
Do you think you're a romantic person, Steve?
I mean, that's more. Oh, no, I don't. You know what I did? I embarrassed her.
Do not. What are you talking about?
Okay, there's a scene in Dune 2. and there's
Can I open this?
Yeah, okay. Give me a couple, too.
Yeah, I know. I was staring at it. That's your first. So, Dune 2.
I farted so loud. It was.
Was it the quietest moment?
Dude, no. And she even said, like, I was so obvious about it because, like, I went. It was like, and then I had my hip like this, and I was like smiling like this.
Why'd you lift it?
I don't know. I was holding, and then I held. And then
which side was she on?
The row was that way.
So you lifted the leg towards her to shoot it at her.
Yeah, I do it like this. Well, they're narrow. I farted a couple times. During like important, I don't know.
What's going on? What'd you guys eat?
I think that because of Stevie's fart corner, you know, I was like so into that. Yeah. And now, like, since, I don't know what it is. Maybe to see the reaction. Or, I don't know, but it's one of those things like, why would you, like, dude, like, that's like something.
So other people for sure heard it?
Yeah. I mean, the whole theater.
Was it smelly? I don't think that's for you to answer. Was it smelly? Are you prone to it? And you can't open a window.
Oh, I can walk outside. Yeah.
Yeah, you make her walk outside?
Oh, well, yeah. I fart. I have farted in front of her. Yeah,
yeah, of course.
All the time.
Oh, okay. The time. Yeah, yeah. Do you?
I don't fart.
No, she doesn't. And she's very... You know what's weird? Women are very discreet about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't really...
Growing up, like, I don't think I've heard...
I'm a burper.
I don't think I've heard my mom fart once growing up. But I've... But I remember she...
Not my family. They're so nasty. I love them.
Have you been in the bathroom when they just shat? Dude,
you think girl poop is different?
Yeah, my mom's was so deep. It was like rotten kimchi, fucking cow dung. Fuck. It was... Yeah, I love smelling her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like a thing. That's a thing.
I don't know what it is. With her, it's just like, because I don't know. I always say that's deep. I'm like, damn, that was a deep shit. Yeah, and she always like warns me. She goes, I don't go in there for a while, babe. But you know what she makes me do? I didn't think that the conversation would turn this way.
If somebody poops, I will go in and smell
it. It's a pet peeve of hers. She doesn't like it when you shit in one sitting and you just let it sit. She wants you as soon as the first log. Drops. She wants you to flush it.
Oh, I do that too. I do that at home.
Yeah, well,
I do that at home.
Yeah. So she,
I flush it.
Yeah, that's up.
Because I'm there for a while. I could flush up to 7 times if I want
really?
To.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever created a mount like a?
Wait, I do want to
like
say
a mountain where it's a perfect like mountain, like a kind of a like a pyramid where it's just perfectly. You've done that, right? Yeah. Okay, that's cool. That's fine.
Come on now.
Okay. So all you know, we're all human and we've all done it. Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. That's
but
fine.
I do flush. I just want to say that I do flush every time. I know that wastes a lot of water. But like there's like billionaires taking 20-minute fucking jet rides.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Let me flush as much as I want. But yeah. I have created a pyramid before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We could get off the dung. We could get off the dung talk.
Yeah, can we please? I'm a little...
Let's go back to the
I'm calling HR. Yeah.
So
have you ever wanted to fire me?
Never.
Look at me. You looked away.
Never.
Why'd you squint your eyes
sometimes,
like that?
Sometimes, like...
Okay, here we go.
No. This is the only critique.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. No,
sometimes
that's fair.
With the notes, I'm like, oh, I wish she would have been a little bit more detailed. But that's the only thing. That's the only thing.
No, my notes are trash. No,
sometimes they're better than... Because
some
time.
People...
No, it's fine. But do I complain?
No, but you could. You're allowed to.
No, I don't. I'm not.
You're my boss.
I don't care. I don't.
You should.
No, I don't.
Chelsea, do better.
I'm just appreciative that you know, when you come here, you know what to do. You know exactly.
Have you ever had a mean attitude?
No, I think we've always gotten along. I don't think we've... I don't think I've gotten mad at you at all for anything, you know?
No.
Yeah, you've always been... And then, you've always been on time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're running late, you'll let me know. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Whoa. I'm running late, that's happened like 2 times.
Yeah, you're always on time.
Yeah, no. I'm
am I fair with giving you time? Giving you time off, like whenever you need the
time? Oh, yeah. I've done that before for sure. Been like, hey.
Didn't you go on vacation? And I wasn't
No, we had like, I just like started.
And you,
said,
didn't
I was,
you
okay,
go somewhere?
I'm going to go to Hawaii.
Like, I was cool with it?
Yeah, yeah. I told you like 2 months before. I was like, hey,
went to Guatemala, right?
Oh, yeah. I went to Guatemala in Hawaii, yeah.
Was that fun?
Guatemala?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my parents are Guatemalan, so it was like family stuff. It was kind of depressing, honestly.
But, I mean, it was...
Shout out to my family in Guatemala.
But was it... Was the trip nice?
But the trip was nice.
Yeah, yeah,
Guatemala's beautiful.
What's the best food In LA.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Koreatown, like, what's this? Growing up in Koreatown, what are the best food spots? Let them know. In your opinion.
Oh, I'm going to give the second best because we can't burn out our spots like that.
Go ahead.
But I will say, like, classic ones that are good. Like, go BCD ahead, Tofu House, classic.
Why?
Delicious. Why?
What are the reasons?
You get
why?
A little fish before. You get your little kimchi jjigae. You get a little bit of whatever meat you want. You get spicy bulgogi. Like, it's so good.
Okay,
but yeah,
keep
being
keep
from
going,
K-Town is dope.
Different types of food.
Yeah,
do Mexican, do Korean. Yeah, you just did Korean.
Oh, Korean food. Okay, that's top Korean place, I think. Would you agree?
There's other Korean.
There's also really good Korean spots.
I mean, I know Dumbfounded would know all of them.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I like places that aren't good, though. Like, I want places where they're mean to me. I want, like.
Oh, right, where they're, yeah, where, yeah, yeah. But Koreatown's so vast.
No, I want to, I love, like,
know,
ghetto spots.
You do.
Yeah, I want Hole in the Wall, or I want, like, classic LA, like Dino's. Have you ever been to Dino's?
No, what's that?
I work here. Sorry.
But what's Dino's? What kind of food is that?
Dino's is this, like, I'm saying, like, classic spots that are, like, LA local energy, mm-hmm, you know? Like, Papa Cristo's, everybody knows that. Like, the
but
Greek
is it a
food
diner?
Spot.
Like, what?
It's near there. It's, like, no. It's
no, but
in Pico
what kind?
Union.
But
it's
what
in Pico
kind
Union.
Of food? What kind?
It's, like, they give you half a chicken. It's a, I think it's, like, the guy who owns it, he passed away. It's, like, Mediterranean. So, it's, like, a red, like, harissa kind of, like, Mediterranean chicken. And, like, it's a half chicken with, like, a bunch of fries and then a couple tortillas. The guy who the guys who are in the thing always flirt with me, so you know it's good. And then... No, it's so good.
So Dino's.
Dino's.
Okay, give
Dino's.
Us
it's
a
called,
few
it's called Burgers and Fries, but don't order any burgers. That's fucking crazy.
Get the chicken.
You gotta get the half chicken. You gotta get the fries. If a place has, like, the tapatio, like, tied down because there's, like, people will steal it, then it's good. It, like,
oh,
I want, like,
fun.
A ghetto good spot.
Okay,
give I want, like, you say, get it's, like, dangerous.
You know,
to, like, park there and get out, and then you gotta
so
go
you've been
in.
Like,
I want that. Like,
so
I
you've
want
been
that
in
hood
ass, like, hood places.
No,
like,
I wouldn't say the places.
Like, but like gang, like gang.
Yeah,
infested
of course.
Areas.
There's such good places everywhere. Well, okay, let's say some. Let's say, like.
Keep going. So you said Dino. You said BCD and Dino's. Give us, like, three more.
Three more.
Yeah. Give us three more, and I know you could do it, because I like this because it's informative too.
Okay, so I grew up in Hollywood.
Yeah, Koreatown.
Well, I'm doing Hole in the Wall. Like, hole
keep
in
going.
Spots
it
open.
Could be anything.
Flaming Patties. It's a diner on Melrose and Rossmore. Or is that even?
Yeah, yeah, Rossmore's a
Let's go. Okay. I'm really bad at this.
No. You're doing great.
It's
great.
By
keep
the
going.
Pavilions. Or it's on Vine, I think. I guess it's Vine. Not
and what
Rossmore,
kind of food is it? Is it is a bomb? It's bomb.
It's so good. It's like a mom and pop diner spot, and they have, like, this thing called chicken in a basket. It's just fried chicken, and I'm literally just saying chicken and fried places.
No, that's fine.
But, like, they have, like, a really, like, it's just like diner food, but it's like owned by, like, really cool Vietnamese people.
Oh, right.
It's freaking dope.
It's,
they're making
it's
American food. Yeah, there's, like, it's dope. It's freaking cool.
Can I throw a couple in there? I mean,
yeah,
I didn't mean to. Can I
throw a couple and I'll tell you if I've been there.
They're not as good as yours.
I'll tell you if I've been there.
Okay, Mario's Peruvian.
Oh, yeah. It's right across from Mario's.
Okay, I like Mario's. So, shout out to Mario's Peruvian.
Lomo saltado,
yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, so my favorite is the lomo saltado.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Say that one more time.
Lomo saltado.
Ooh! Are you Peruvian?
Qué onda? tiendes, Mendez. I know my shit. Full. La comida full.
Let's I get go. The lomo oh, my God. Look at you,
you
fool.
Already know this is
He's a down-ass fool. I will say every time you're around. Comida, so every time you're around, like, down-ass people, you do go. You start, like, squaring I mean, up.
Fucking lomo saltado ese. It's the best comida. Near Vine, ese, it's so good.
Yeah, it's literally right there.
It's a potato ese, fuck, rice. They do. They got the green caliente sauce, fool.
Caliente.
It's bomb, fool. So, Lomo Soltado in Mario's Peruvian restaurant.
Yeah, that place is
number
good.
Two.
Number two.
And we just saw this in a movie because rest in peace, Sharon Tate, ese.
No, no, don't you
El Coyote. Okay. El Coyote, ese.
I can't believe you just said
you
that.
You don't even know about the shrimp. Fajitas,
I can't
fool.
Believe you just said that.
Why? Don't hate that on El Coyote, fool. We
love it.
You guys just
went? You guys
she
liked
loves it?
It?
I love it.
Gabby, that's the whitest thing you ever said. I love you.
We love
I respect
El Coyote,
you.
Ese.
You do?
You know why?
Why?
There's an art store right across
Blick.
The street, fool.
It's gas.
So you could get some shrimp fajitas, fool.
Go to Tacos
1996. And you could get some pens and some paintbrushes.
You could go to Tacos 1996.
And some graffiti markers and just you go hit the town, fool.
This, fool.
Okay, so.
Oh, my friend. Wait, hold on, hold on. My friend did this. Her name's Nyx.
Shout out to Nyx.
She does.
She
do like,
she come from the graffiti world. Like, dude, that's kind of like.
Yeah,
graffiti.
we do graffiti together.
Dude, that's dope.
We do graffiti together.
Is there like a
we're toy?
Are they like? No, we're I don't toy. Think. No, I think you're a little bit.
We're toy.
Toy.
No, no, we're toy.
Okay, it's okay.
No, no, no. This we're toy.
Wait, wait.
But this
okay.
is so good.
Well, so some people might not know what that means in the graffiti world. What does that mean? Not that I write or anything, because I don't. You've tried giving me pens, but what does that mean?
I have given. When I first started working
pens.
Here, I
and
gave
I've
you
known,
a bunch
just
of
being
pens.
Around the area. I've known like different cliques
what,
and stuff.
What's yours? What would be your tagger name?
What would buy?
Yeah. What is it?
Okay,
because I know you're down.
Let me get into character again.
Okay, let's fucking go, dog. You're a down ass fool. What's your tagger name?
My what crew am I in? Or
yeah,
what
crew
fool?
Are you in? Whoa, what crew are we in? Who am I not part of it? That's crazy. I thought
shit,
I got jumped
fool.
In, fool.
My real name or what? Like what I put
your,
up or what?
Which what do you put up, fool?
Ricey too, fool.
Ricey.
Yeah, all
right. Ricey. Haters want to fight you. Okay. Down as fool.
Yeah.
Why Ricey?
Yeah.
Why Ricey?
Because, man, they think I'm a Chino, fool. They think I'm Chinese, but I I deceive them, like, because of my, just my tag. You know, I fucking make my R super savage.
I know.
Fool.
I don't know why they think you're Chinese,
R,
dog.
And then Ricey.
Where are you,
you
from? I thought you were
Peruvian. My eyes look like, fool. Oh, I get crazy, fool.
Dang, fool. I thought you were
so
Peruvian,
means
dog.
That you're an amateur. You're
toy
like,
means
just
you're an amateur.
Like, you're a beginner.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Toys like.
Which is fine.
You're a little kid.
But you could you have to start off as a toy with any. You got, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's
okay.
You know what? I think
it's okay to be toy.
It's okay. You know why? Because
yeah.
you can only go up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
yeah.
can only go up.
Yeah.
But we're still toy.
It's fine.
I don't
it's
mind
fine.
Being toy.
Well, I don't claim to be a graffiti writer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like art.
Yeah, I do. I love art.
But
too.
Just living in LA, because I'm not mm-hmm. from LA, like, mm-hmm. I ran it, you know, just.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
see things and you.
But you've
like,
been here for so long. You would.
Yeah,
just...
but I know, like certain cliques where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, it's a whole we'd... world.
Yeah.
And I remember, I don't want to say the clique's name or because there's, you know, but I remember I was trying to talk to him like just
mm-hmm.
like nerd talk. And then one of the dudes in the crew
talk.
Was like, you ain't a fool. But I wasn't trying to say, you know, that I even do it.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I think he was implying that I was trying to like.
You probably were.
I don't know. He was like, you ain't
you're like,
a
I'm racy, dog.
You ain't a fool. And I'm like,
that's so mean.
I know. And
why
I'm
do you out you like
that? I'm not implying that I am. I just want to get to know.
He's not a girl's girl. He's not.
Yeah,
he's not.
I'm just saying.
He's
but
not
you,
for the people.
How did you get into the graffiti art world? Just being in LA, living in LA?
Yeah. I mean, I don't post it and I don't. Yeah, we just started going out recently, honestly, and doing like.
Do you have
stuff
a clique? Like, do you have like.
No.
I mean,
I'm
with
not
some
like a tagger
girl,
like that.
Homies that you go out with?
It's just Nyx and I. Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a thing. We have, well, Nyx, my friend Nyx Keegan and I, we do this thing called Medium Ugly. We started doing flea markets.
Yeah.
But we haven't posted too much about it.
Well, tell us more
will.
About that. What do you guys do?
We started making one of ones and selling them at flea markets. We started as, like, I was one of my friends. He has an auction house. And, yeah, I auctioned off one of my pieces. I have these, like, heart people. I sun print clothes. I sew clothes. So I sewed something. Guys, check it out. Hit me up on Instagram. My Instagram is at Che the Romantic. I'm Che Matus, Chelsea.
Spell it
Che.
Out for him, please.
C-H-E-T-H-E-R-O-M-A-N-T-I-C.
Support her. That's like, this is my yeah. younger sister. This is my sister. Support yeah, yeah. just your family. You know that.
Yeah. Commission me, please.
Yeah.
Please.
So.
Because I'm a receptionist. That's what I do during the day. Isn't that boring?
But you worked at a car lot. Like
yeah, I was also right? a receptionist.
Yeah, yeah. But didn't you work at the Lexus deal?
Like, yeah, I was a receptionist. And I got
yeah, but
fired.
You worked at it. But I know.
But, I don't want to put that.
You know what you said after you got fired? You know what you said? You're like, Steve.
I deserved it.
No, but this, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You
no,
said,
I would call
you're like, Steve,
all the time.
Like, do you need any extra help? And I'm like,
I was like, Steve, please, I'm going to be poor. And he did. He came through. You really did.
Well, I try. I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying.
And
but,
then he
yeah, we don't have to talk about them.
Yeah, screw Sell them.
The I mean,
they're all cheating on their wives.
With the Lexus guy.
Yeah.
Wait, let's talk about that.
I don't care. Let's talk about it.
How'd you
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
That out. So this is the in Santa Monica?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. They all cheat on their wives.
Well, so the car salesman.
Did you tell them you got a new car? Did you want to tell them?
I got a Matchbox car.
A Matchbox car. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he did not get a car.
Duh.
Yeah, he...
I haven't driven since 2003.
You would not drive, you idiots.
You think I would drive in L.A.?
Stupids.
Get not with dumb. It.
You know my license is suspended? Wait, can I tell you why?
Why?
You want to take a guess? Oh, yeah, that's why they picked me up and I haven't been driving here with the suspended license.
What happened?
It's like a medical hold on my license.
Why? What happened?
I had a seizure in January.
I didn't know that.
I know.
Why didn't... What happened? What happened?
Nothing. I wasn't sleeping. And then I went to the hospital. I wasn't going to tell them I had a seizure. But then...
Why weren't you sleeping?
I just wasn't... You know me.
You had insomnia.
Yeah, you know. We're Virgos. We don't sleep. Right. We're Virgos
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Too much on our mind.
Yeah, too much on my mind. I like doing art at night, and I just wasn't sleeping that well. So I started taking these sleeping pills that they prescribed to me.
Ooh.
It's called Trazodone. And I took one, and it can cause... Oh, do you have Trazodone?
Yeah.
It can cause seizures.
I try not to take it.
I try not to take it, because you could take them whenever.
Well,
you know that.
I break it up.
Yeah, you're supposed to take half.
No, I break it up even more.
Good, good,
into
good.
Little, tiny, tiny, tiny
it
little
pieces.
It
didn't work for me. So I was like, okay, let me, instead of taking half, I'll take one full one. And then I took a full one, and bad idea. Because they say start off with half, you could take the full one.
Did it but knock you out?
Well, that's why I had a seizure. It can cause seizures in some people.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, yeah. But I have to go to a doctor and just have them sign some stuff. But it's just a hold for like a week until it's literally next week. So hopefully they sign it. If not, I'm still going to be driving though.
So what do you recommend for people with insomnia? Because she doesn't like me taking over-the-counter sleeping medication.
Yeah.
Because there's an ingredient in there called diphenhydramine or something. Mm-hmm. And she says diphenhydramine. Mm-hmm. And she said that it's... really not good for you.
Yeah, like ibuprofen is really bad for you. Stuff like that. Like people, and you take, if you take them every day, you could.
It's like in Benadryl.
Oh, really?
It's basically what's in Benadryl. Benadryl. Yeah.
You ever take a good Benadryl and go to sleep?
Well,
though?
I was going
to
take it the other night, and then she caught me slipping. I was in my boxer shorts and I was opening it. And she goes, "What are you doing?"
She's good for you, man.
Is she a good girl?
Because I would take Benadryl every night, too.
Hey, y'all. Hey, and then the comments. And to the comments out there, be nice to my girlfriend, man. I love this girl. I love my girl.
You know,
right?
You could take cherry juice.
Be nice to my girlfriend.
Be nice to her.
Okay.
Be nice to Gabby.
And I love Jeremiah, but you saying, like, go back to Scissor Bros. I love Jeremiah and I love my time at Scissor Bros. But you, like hitting my Instagram and all the time saying these things, they ain't going to, like, really shift things for me. Like, I'm doing my own thing right now. If anything, support this.
Yeah.
Support my Patreon. Support this, if anything. Okay?
Yeah, Steve's about to start
going
live.
Support the vlogs. Okay, support the vlogs. Mm-hmm. And we're still, dude, we're almost close to 400 episodes. I haven't quit, and I'm not going to quit. I don't care. I'm going to get, you know, I don't care. My guests are here, there, up there, everywhere, you know, and right. Who would you like to see on the Stevie Weeby Show?
Ooh.
Personally.
Who would I like to see? Oh, okay. I do have some things I want to say. Okay. Who would I like to see? I want to see you do another episode with your brother again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was only here for two of them. Your brother was great. All but right. I really do. Whoa, I got a hiccup.
Yeah, keep going with that. Here, hit the Whole Foods Cola.
That's what's giving me hiccups.
The Whole Foods Cola doesn't have fructose. It's real sugar they use.
It's got diphenhydramine.
Yeah, this has fructose. This has fructose.
Give me a hiccup, yeah.
Okay. Give us, who else?
Probably want to see, should I do like, who's another person I want to see?
Who would you want to see?
Oh, I've said this for so long, but like this one's a hard one to get, I think. This is a hard one to get.
Just say it.
Marc Rebillet. He makes music in like his like robe. I love him. He was on like Kenny Beats' show. Kenny Beats is great. The Cave.
Oh, I could have had him. Kenny Siegel?
No.
Oh, Kenny Beats.
Kenny Beats.
I could have had Kenny Siegel.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to holler at you, Kenny Siegel.
Yeah, holler at him. Yeah. We want him too.
You want more music people?
I love music. Yeah. I really like music a lot. That'd be really cool.
Mad Lib would be a...
Yeah. Okay. I could do big ones?
Yeah, you could.
Stavros Halkias.
Let's write this stuff down. Write it down.
We need to Fat Rascal.
Yes, sir.
I saw him live.
Okay.
Stavros is great. Love some good comedians.
What about the guy from Suicide Boys? Ruby.
Never happening. Stavros.
Ruby, we want you, Ruby.
I like Suicide Boys. I don't know any of their names though.
Ruby. We love Suicide Boys. Go ahead.
I love your arranging guests. I love all of them. I will say I feel bad about one guest. It was my first week being alone.
Go ahead.
It was my first week being alone, and I fucked up the audio so bad. Because the person who trained me said to keep it between 6 and 7. And I was like, okay. But I kept it at, like, I thought he meant the level because it says something 6 and 7. So I was like, okay, between these two lines. So I kept it, the knob, at, like, 7 to 8 or
something.
She's
talking about the Zoom recorder,
yeah, it's like this recorder. And so the first week, and I fucked up Brendan Schaub's sound. And it's like, what are your biggest episodes? And it was my first week alone. And Brendan Schaub walks in here. His hands are like this big. He shakes my hand. He was so nice.
That was over 100,000.
It was so long ago. It was my first episode alone, and I freaked up the audio.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Yeah, you didn't even notice. I'm sure.
I forgave you. It's fine.
We didn't even talk about it.
Keep going.
And I won't mess up his
keep
audio.
Going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Oh, I love UFC.
UFC fighters?
So anybody who like would talk about UFC would be really cool. I really love UFC right now. It's my current obsession.
No music people? Like no more music people?
No, screw them. One of my favorite guests you have.
Yeah, go, keep going.
One of my favorite guests you have, every time you bring them on, I love when they're here. Chappelle Lacey's awesome.
We love Chappelle.
Toby Morris? The other guy that does the thing, he was really nice too. Everybody's really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of repeats.
Those are some of your favorite ones?
Those are my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm cool with anybody. But maybe if I could choose anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yes. Anybody in the world.
Sean Strickland. I'm just kidding. That'd be so bad. I love Sean Strickland though.
Keep going.
SZA. Oh, anybody in the world? Yeah. Shia LaBeouf. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be here soon.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf will be here in 2 weeks. No.
Yeah, dude, he could rap his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he could rap his ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I love Sway in the morning. Yeah. Oh, get Sway in here.
And I heard he's down to earth.
Get Kanye.
Keanu Reeves.
I love Keanu Reeves. Wait, I was going to say someone that wasn't Shia LaBeouf. Oh, Cat Williams. you could be like Shay Shay. Get Shay Shay on here.
That's how we could break
this. Do you watch Shay Shay? No?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're tight. We're like brothers.
Oh, yeah. You can get Shay Shay on here?
All day, yeah.
You can get Shay Shay on here? It'd be crazy.
Dude, you want me to hit him up right now?
Yeah. Maybe we could drink his alcohol. We'll both relapse.
Oh, yeah. Shay
Shay. Shay Shay is the best.
We go back.
Yeah.
I would want to get the Cat Williams episode.
I
would want to get like the RZA or JZA from Wu-Tang.
Okay.
Would
you Wu-Tang a cigarette in front of them for them?
What do you mean?
When you eat it?
A cigarette?
Yeah.
Yeah, for them.
Yeah, for them.
Yeah, I would. Okay. I would. Method Man would be tight.
Who's your like?
Dal the Funky Homo Sapien would be tight.
Mm-hmm. Who's your least favorite guest? I'm just kidding.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
You don't have any.
Have you been, so the people you have told, you're kind of incognito about you.
Yeah, I don't tell anybody.
You don't tell anybody.
No.
But now, once this is out, people are going to be like, oh, That's
your intern.
Yeah, that's Steve's employee. Like,
yeah. What if they message you and go, she's really mean?
No, they're not.
She's the worst person of all time.
No, they're not. But if follow her on Instagram, and
yeah.
if you need art or anything done, chill.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you could collab and do some art.
Yeah,
projects.
You know what I really want to see you do, Steve?
What?
I want to do ghost hunting with you.
How do we do that? I mean, I'm down.
I know a good.
You want to do the Ouija
no,
board?
No,
we got some.
I have a really good, a cool thing.
What'd you think about the Ouija? What'd you think about us doing the Ouija board, though, first of all?
I didn't watch it. I'm a piece of shit. No, it works for you. I haven't watched it yet.
There's conflicting.
Why?
Because people are superstitious. They think
about people being mad at you?
Yeah.
I was shocked that you did it because you always go, oh, no, I'm not messing with that stuff.
Nothing happened.
No, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing happened.
If you got good energy, I don't think it'd happen.
Nothing happened.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I am super into tarot.
I wanted something
like
to happen. Nothing happened.
It didn't even move.
It didn't even move.
I have a cool thing that you can do.
Yeah.
Let me show you. And the people at home don't do it. But you get... Oh, I gave you this! Mm-hmm. 3. You get 3 pencils. So hold 2, 3. And then you would do this. So you could use pencils. And you put them like this. So you go like this. I've done this a bunch.
Wait,
and it works. Oh, maybe this side.
Okay,
but
like,
put like
this?
The 2 flat ends. Maybe I'll do that. Oh,
like this?
Yeah, maybe the flat ends, and you would grab.
Oh, like
you
the
have
flat?
To, you have to do it with 2 people. Yeah.
The flat, like so, like this.
The.
So like
the
this?
Not pointy side of a pencil like usually.
Like hold up.
Okay.
Hold on,
well. And you have to ask, can I play? This is like kind of crazy, but
so
I've
is
done
this
a ton.
Okay.
It's like to talk to ghosts, and then.
Like this.
Yeah. And then like kind of like that. You could grip it real hard.
Yeah.
So you would put the first pencil, the pen like that.
Yes.
And then you put. Yeah, I should not, because they can't really see it.
Yeah.
So it would look like a football thing.
Like a football.
Like a football thing.
Yeah.
A football thing. Yeah. The yellow thing.
Yeah. So this is what you do?
Yeah, and then you would go to the other person, and you would hold them like, you got to hold them tight. You put each end,
yeah.
Put it flat though, Steve.
Like this?
Yeah, and then you would go, can we play? And then if they go, oh my God, they're already doing it. My hands are shaky. They go in, it's yes. Out is no.
Oh, go away. Let's not do it right now.
Oh, no. We don't have to
okay.
do it now.
Okay. But in a haunted
house. I almost like duped you into doing
but,
it right
but
now.
But in a haunted house, you could do that.
Why'd you get scared?
I don't know.
I thought you wanted something to happen.
Well, I don't know. Well, nothing happened with the Ouija. But
Steve.
What?
Why are your voice getting shaky?
No, it's not getting shaky. Yeah, man.
Why are you scared?
I'm not scared because we just, you know, but some people didn't like the Ouija board thing.
Why are you stuttering?
I'm not stuttering. I'm not scared. I mean, you want to do it? I mean, I'm not scared. I could do it here. I could do it. See, boom, light as a feather, light as a rock.
Have you ever watched the movie The Craft?
Yeah.
One of the best movies of all time.
I loved it.
Best movie
yeah.
of all time.
Please don't remake that movie. I loved it. Yeah.
They did remake it.
I know. I like the original.
Yeah. But anyway, you go like this. This inwards means yes, outwards means no. Yeah. It's the same that people do like those dowels, those metal ones. But even right now, you could feel the energy.
Have you been in a haunted house at all?
When I was young, our first apartment was haunted for sure. Mm-hmm. The where I live now is haunted. The guy who lived there before passed away in, let's say, like June. It was like June of 2012, and we moved in August of 2012. He passed away there, and then he was living there since like the 60s.
How did he die?
He was just old. Yeah. And he still gets mail there too.
He died naturally in that.
Yeah.
Place?
Yeah, but like he apparently smoked a lot of cigarettes.
And you could still smell. You could still smell.
I just felt his energy.
Really?
No, I did a burp.
Okay, but you could still smell cigarettes?
You, like, sometimes I'll be chilling in my room, and I just smell, like, a bunch of cigarettes. And I'm like,
oh,
no,
man.
It's so weird. But it doesn't feel bad, like, scary. It just feels like we're kind of he's on his timeline, I'm on my timeline, we can't see each other. And sometimes when I do smell it or thing, I think it's just, like, a bump in the timeline, you know?
Damn.
Yeah. That's
what it feels
like.
I do believe in ghosts.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
Jesus. I've never heard that story.
Or an hour already passed.
Whoa. Of course it did.
Because you got here before.
I got here on time.
The time, right?
On time. Before.
So how do you feel?
And then like your guest.
Hey, how do you feel? How do you feel about finally being a guest? I mean, if anyone deserves it, you deserve it. You've been here for how many years now?
Almost three.
Almost three, right? And so
I've been sober that long too.
I'm proud of you. That's good.
Right before I started working here.
Keep it up. Let's plug your let's plug your swap the whole.
Oh yeah, flea market.
Yeah, the flea market thing and your Instagram. Yeah.
So I have an art series like name kind of thing. It's called The Last Romantic. I'm gonna be posting stuff on my website. Hopefully, you know what? When he posts this, it'll be up. So my website is just chematus.com, I think. It'll be in my bio. Just follow my Instagram. It's at Che the Romantic, Chethe Romantic, Romantic.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I felt so dyslexic right now.
No,
scared.
You're fine. You did great.
Yeah.
Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby.
Oh, I forgot one.
Go ahead.
Follow my friend Nyx. Sally Teredo. I don't know her Instagram. It's at nyx.salitrero. But just follow at Medium Ugly.
Dude, that's dope.
She's so cool. She's the best. Yeah, check out my art. Check out her art.
Yeah.
Check out her stuff.
This is your partner, right?
Yeah. And Keegan.
And then you grew up with these people?
Too.
Are these your homies?
No, I literally met him like a year ago.
Okay, but they're but they're like, good. Like, they're cool. Your friends?
Yeah. My homies from like when I was really young don't do art. But they do art, and we've
that's
follow
cool.
Medium
that's
Ugly.
That. I like the pins in it, and that's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Support that. How much to buy that shirt?
Hell no. I freaking bought this in an auction.
Yeah,
it was
but
a tote bag, but I ripped it off and put it on.
That's dope.
It was like $90.
I mean,
it was like for a tote.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But I made it.
When's the flea market? How do you guys find the spots? At the flea market.
We used to do this one in downtown. It was like 151st something. But now we're going to probably do Silver Lake soon. So next month we should be doing a flea market.
Mm-hmm.
So come out and see us. Message me. Ask me questions about art.
I talk to
a lot of your fans a lot of the time.
Are they cool?
They're so cool.
Okay.
They're the best. I love your fans. They're
respect,
so cool.
Respect.
Yeah, be nice to me.
Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby to help the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram/QUANGOU. My music project, Kwangu Puer Eternos, is on platforms now.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. It's probably on Spotify or whatever, iTunes.
Yeah.
Check that out. Tapes coming soon. Okay. Real soon.
Have you showed them what they
look
like?
Not yet.
Can we do a commercial for them?
Next week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Possibly. Love y'all. Hey, you did great.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You're the best. Wow.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like a kid.
It's the way that you grow when you let them go. On the edge of plateaus when they push you, fall so low. Oh, I'm a silhouette that you'll forget, a shadow in the dark. I'm a millisecond part, a deck that shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart, like a monk upon the ledge. And I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge. I'm a shark is at a park, is there a
luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.